Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Fast's Gallery, this afternoon. I have a real treat for you. I have a true fishing guide with me here this afternoon. We're going to be talking about the Wounded Warrior Tournament over there in Clark's Hill. That is actually coming up on May 25th. And my very special guest today, who maybe will give us some fishing tips and show us how it's all done, Mark Crawford from Real Fishing, Real Fun. He does guide services, and he's from over there in Clark's Hill. Am I right, Clark's Hill?
That's right.
That's right. How you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing real good. You know, fishing is all-consuming, I think, for people that are really into fishing. I guess that's what happened to you, because you were in tournaments and everything, and then people said you ought to go into guiding, huh?
That's right. The more I fish, the more people want me to take them out on the water, and it made me want to change a career.
Change your career?
Yes, ma'am.
What'd you do before you did this?
I was an insurance agent. A big step.
Yes. I bet it's a lot more relaxing.
It is sometimes when the fish cooperate.
When the fish cooperate?
Right.
And how is everything over there in Clark's Hill? How are the fish biting?
It's slowed down a little bit right now because all the rain we got in. But usually it's a good fishery. You catch a lot of fish. It can be fast and furious sometimes.
Do you have any special watering holes that you particularly like?
Anywhere on that lake is really good when the fish bites on.
Okay, so you don't have some secret place that you take people to? No, you it's all good on all the lake?
It's funny, if you get in on the lake sometimes and when the bite starts, it don't matter if you're up Georgia Little River or if you're up South Carolina Little River or if you're down by the dam, you can call your buddies and all the fish turn at the same time.
Now, here's an interesting question. I was just talking to you about how early in the morning you go out to go fishing. You were telling me you go out on the water 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't you realize that's insane?
Well, sometimes in the spring, yeah, the fish start getting down around the dam area. You got to get out there early to get them because the other boat's going to try to beat you to your spots.
Sure. And how big a fish do you find over there?
On occasion, I guess my biggest fish out of Clark Hill is 42 pounds.
42 pounds.
And sometimes you hook some, there's no telling how big they are because they break your line like a 6-pound line. We fish them with 40-pound tests sometimes.
Wow, weren't you telling me you went to an 80-pound test or something?
That was on Lake Russell because we had 40-pound broke pretty quick. So my guys looked at me like, you have any bigger tackle? So we went with 80-pound braid and 80-pound fluorocarbon leader.
Wow. All right. Well, we are going to be talking about fishing charters. We're going to be talking about this tournament coming up. But, you know, Mark, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Augusta, Georgia.
From Augusta.
And I lived there all my life.
And what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, I actually wanted to be a baseball player. I played ball through my 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade year. I was a varsity shortstop player. And things didn't happen the way they wanted to, but I wouldn't take it any different now.
That's great. So you've been an insurance agent. Now you're into this. I guess the next question we ought to ask is, how did you get from doing fishing guiding, being a professional fisherman, to doing tournaments for wounded warriors? How did that come about?
I fish a tournament trail called the SBCC. It's the Striped Bass Conservation Coalition. Warren Turner is the director. And last year, either he was contacted by the Wounded Warriors or he contacted them wanting them to get on board with us. And they give us permission, give us a letter saying that we could actually, on their behalf, we could raise money and get the Wounded Warriors on the tournament trail with us to get them out of the house and do things that they wanted to do, just, you know, give them a day on the lake.
Sure. You know, one of the things that we've actually wanted to have some people from Wounded Warriors on here with us, but one of the things that you always see in the ads on TV and everything is all the different of activities and how hard they try to work to give them a more normal life.
That's the ticket. I mean, you figure they went over there and they served the country for us. I mean, the least we can do is get them out of order, give them a day to just get their mind off of things.
Sure. And you got involved. I understand your wife is disabled from the military. Tell us a little bit about how that connection comes together there.
Yes, she is. She's disabled through the military. It wasn't in combat, but during her service, she was a photojournalist in the military. And, you know, just seeing her sometimes wanting to get out the house and can't. So, sorry, I get kind of teared up a little bit with that. But it put in my heart to want to help people. and get them out of the house and get them to do things.
So. Sure. And, of course, Wounded Warriors actually has to do with those that were injured in combat.
That's correct.
Most of the time it's in combat, right? So we're going to be talking about this tournament over there, May 25th, 2013, over there in the Clarks Hill Lake, the Dorn Fishing Facility. Now tell us a little bit how the tournament actually works.
What we're going to do, we got lines in the water at a certain time, and I have flyers, or you can give me a call on my phone number, and what we're going to do is we're going to get the soldiers on the boats with captains that are part of like the Clark Hill Striper Club and any other captain in the area that normally don't fish the tournament trail with us. We're going to get them out there, and we're going to get them on the boat, get them on the water. It's not going to cost them a dime. We have donations that have been given to put right now several soldiers on the boats. Let them go out there and have a good time, try to catch some fish, compete for cash and prizes, have a chance to beat the big boys in the tournament. And also have a chance to win money on their own on a side pot only just for them.
Wow, sounds pretty cool.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
We also have a young lady about 11 years old who's going to come out there and sing the national anthem for us. So that's going to be really interesting.
Absolutely. And I presume when you come back in, you'll have some food and whatnot?
We're planning on having some food. Whether we have anybody donate it or if we cook it ourselves, we're going to have something for them to eat when they get off the water.
Sure. Is it going to be stripers?
Unfortunately, probably not. That takes a little bit long to cook. We'll probably have something donated from one of the local areas, or either we're going to have some hot dogs and hamburgers, just something for them to eat.
Sure. Now, how many boats would you like to have to get out there? What's your goal?
As many as possible.
Many as possible.
I know that's asking for a lot. I started back in December working on this thing so I can have it to be a good event. And my goal was 20. Right now, I have enough funds raised for 17.
Okay.
Have some extra prizes also to give away. So there again, I'd like to have 20. That's my goal, but if I can get more than that, I'll put more on the water.
Sure. Now, how many Wounded Warriors can you put in a boat?
What we're going to try to do is just put one per boat.
Oh, okay.
That gives them an opportunity to catch fish. They ain't having to fight with each other. You know, say, no, that's mine. This is mine. So.
Okay. So, and I guess the person that will be with them will know something about fishing, so that'll make it easier and more fun for them, too.
They'll have the skill and the ability just as us captains do. They'll be able to get out there and find the fish and give them an opportunity to catch a good fish and have a chance to win a tournament.
All right. Well, listen, I don't want anybody to miss out on that. So what would be a telephone number if somebody would like to fish in the tournament? It is going to be May 25th. And, of course, if you would like to call Mark and get some information from him, what do they need to do, Mark?
You can call me at 706-373-8347. Or you can even call Warren Turner at 864-915-5348. And that's either for fishing a tournament or either donations, either one.
That's right. So if you can donate something, now what type of things are you looking for donation?
Anything and everything, really, that you would think a soldier, male or female, we have both going to be in there, that would be interested in just having for a prize. I'm not going to say the individuals donate. We have some gift cards that's being donated from local stores,
mm-hmm.
$50 gift cards. If you wanted to sponsor a boat to put a tournament, to put a warrior on there, it's like $250 for a boat.
Mm-hmm.
But anything and everything adds up.
Sure, absolutely it does. Now, I know Walmart is one of your sponsors, and they've been generous in helping with gift cards and whatnot.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No problem, Mark. Okay, I'm asking the questions here. Shape up.
I told you I get all teared up when I talk about Wounded Warriors and disability. But Walmart is one of my sponsors on my tournament trail. They helped me throughout the trail, and they are giving some gift cards for us this year.
Sure. So, but there's all different types of things that would make for great help out there. Can somebody sign up to be part of the tournament?
They can.
Yes, and I guess what you would ask is that they have their boat and then possibly take a Wounded Warrior with them on the boat?
They can either sign up to take a Wounded Warrior on the boat, or they can sign up for the tournament itself.
Okay.
They can compete. You don't have to be in the tournament trail to fish. It consists of $150 per boat to fish a tournament if you just want to fish it. If you want to sponsor a Wounded Warrior, it's $250 for the boat. And what happens with that, $150 goes towards the tournament. The other $100 goes to a side pot just the Wounded Warriors can get theirself.
Wow. So just the people competing that are wounded warriors get to put their name in the hat for that one.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you on WCRS. Yes, we are talking with Mark Crawford. There's going to be a nice fishing tournament over there May 25th at the Clarks Hill Lake Dorn Fishing Facility right there in McCormick. Lines in 5:45, lines out 3 p.m., check-in deadline 4 p.m., so then they'll do the weigh-in. And it says boats can leave from any location, weigh in at Dorn. They'll have door prizes, special awards, and prizes provided to Wounded Warrior heroes participating. So we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. Don't you go away. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm talking to Mark Crawford. He has guide services. He takes you out on a boat and helps you catch the fish. And what's your favorite type of fish to catch?
A striped bass.
Is it? Stripers? Okay. And where's your favorite place to fish?
I would say Clark Hill is the best as far as catching numbers of fish. Lake Russell would probably be my choice of quality fish.
Right. Okay. And you got into guiding, and are you busy all the time? Stay pretty busy with it?
I've been pretty busy lately.
Been pretty busy?
I'm enjoying it.
Okay. And you actually had to go to school to do that, correct?
I had to go to captain school. Spent a whole week up in Charleston. It's pretty technical, and then you got to get all your licenses as far as your liabilities and all that. You don't want anybody trying to take your boat if they get hurt on your boat and stuff like that. So.
Sure. So, well, as an insurance man, you should understand that.
Oh, yeah.
So you had one up on some of us that would be out there. But what have you thought about the weather this year with it being so cool? Has that affected the fishing season?
It has affected them a good bit. Whenever when the pressure comes in and changes, it makes the fish do funny things. You can catch them one day, just wear them out. Next day, go back to the same place. There's not a fish around. And it makes you, even if you think you're a good fisherman, It puts you in your place.
Puts you in your place?
It puts you in your place.
All right. Now, you were telling me earlier, I think, didn't you do some tournament fishing?
I fish a good bit on the trail. We fish about 5 different lakes. Like I said, it's the SBCC. And we won Team of the Year in 2010, and we have some pretty good fishermen. It's fun, though.
Sure. So, and do you win any money doing that?
You win a fair amount. The trails kind of went down a little bit, but we're trying to get it built back up. We got some good sponsors this year to go on.
Absolutely. Now, what will you tell me your boat is wrapped with? You've got several things on your boat that's wrapped with it now.
Yeah, I got several sponsors out of Augusta. I got Harry's Equipment Rental. I got Steel Chainsaws, Walmart, White Tiger Graphics. I got AB Beverage, which is Calypso Lemonade.
Okay.
Phoenix Printing. I got, if I've missed any, I'm sorry, but they give me money to go out and advertise, but also to represent them in the tournament trail.
Sure. So now the tournaments that you're doing for the Wounded Warriors, you're actually having, is it 3 or 4 tournaments?
We actually had 4 this year, and we will start off the next year probably around November. That's usually our kickoff. That's our championship tournament, and then we have the kickoff for the following year. And this tournament right here, I'm wanting it to be big because I wanted to let people know what we can do with the Wounded Warriors on our trail.
So where have the other tournaments been?
We had one at Lake Murray back in March, which is usually the end of March every year. They have like a state fair down there. And then we had one in April on Lake Hartwell. Mm-hmm. And then we had one at Lake Lanier also this year. So we've already did 3. This will be the 4th one.
Fourth one. And they have all been for Wounded Warriors?
It's the SBCC trail, professional trail with the Wounded Warriors added into it.
Okay, so Wounded Warriors are part of this.
All part of this.
You know, what can you tell us about Wounded Warriors? I mean, what do you've had some experience, you've worked with them, so what can you tell us about Wounded Warriors?
I would say the most positive thing is me and my wife, they had a big hunt over at Cowden Plantation over in Jackson, South Carolina. There was a guy come up there in a wheelchair that he was a professional shot put. He does that now as a Wounded Warrior. The most important thing was he was positive. He said, don't give up. He said, your life has changed, but it ain't stopped. So. Mm-hmm.
And what do you, I guess you get to work with a lot of different people with Wounded Warriors. And I think one of the things that I've noticed is that the injuries that we have are people coming back from being in war with the IEDs and some of these are totally different than what we've had in the past.
It's amazing what happens over there to these soldiers. And unfortunately, sometimes they're put up on a table and you don't know how to help them, you know. This isn't really much what we're doing, but it's something. You know, if everybody does something, it'll be good for the soldiers that have fought for us.
Sure. And, of course, well, one of the big things is being able to, for those that can go back to work, finding jobs, doing things to make their life whole. I'm always amazed when I see on TV the guy that said that they said he never would walk, but he walked again.
Right.
You know, the determination and the just, I'm going to do this, your story about the just don't give up. Right. That has to be something that is a constant drumbeat with Wounded Warriors. And Wounded Warriors actually helps in a lot of different aspects, don't they?
Oh, yeah, it does. We was actually at a tournament back at Hartwell, I would say it's probably been 3 months ago. And they had a rugby, mm-hmm. Wounded Warriors in wheelchairs. And they was positive the whole time. They was, you know, you would think they would be moping around. They had the cheer on their face like they'd won the lottery or something. I mean, it was good to see that.
Absolutely. So. And I think that is the thing that, you know, they're right there. But, you know, the thing about Wounded Warriors and with any recovery, it's not just the military person.
Right.
It's the family. There's a whole lot more that goes into this whole project, and I think we have to remember the families in this, too, and do what you can to help the families. Are you just taking the guys out on this trip, or how's this working?
Right now, as far as this trip, I think that's what it is. If they ask, if they want someone else to go on the boat, I'm sure we're not going to say no, of course. But right now, because of the size of some of the boats, you know, we have large boats. I have a 25-footer, but some of the guys that's going and taking soldiers out, too, may have an 18-footer, 17-footer, so it might be a limited space.
Sure.
But if they come up to us and say, look, my wife has to go with me or someone has to go with me to help me,
sure,
we'll put them on a big boat. We have pontoon boats that we can put wheelchairs on. You know,
that's great.
If you have anything, if you have a physical disability, we'll take care of you.
Now, you're also, I think, if I remember correctly from our conversation, you're also looking for more Wounded Warriors. You want to know who the Wounded Warriors are so that they can participate in this, too.
If there's any Wounded Warriors listening right now, or if you know of anybody, give them my number, ask them to call me, and I'll do everything I can to get them on a boat.
Right. And your number again is, Mark?
706-373-8347.
Mm-hmm. 8347, 706-373-8347. This is, the tournament is May 25th. It is Clark's Hill Lake at the Dorn Fishing Facility over there in McCormick. Lines in 5:45 in the morning. So what time is everybody supposed to get there, Mark?
I'm actually going to give the phone numbers of every Wounded Warrior to the captains and ask them to contact each other probably 2 or 3 days ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That way they can get together on where they're going to meet and what time they're going to meet. That way if you try to get a bunch of people at one time to meet a certain place, there's always miscommunication or
sure.
Something. So
you're just going to line them up. And you said you don't have to go in at that particular place where the facility is. You can go in anywhere on the lake, correct?
You can launch anywhere on the lake you want to. You just have to be at the weigh-in and check in by that certain time.
Okay, so you can go however you want, be there, lines out, it says at 3 p.m., and check-in deadline is 4 p.m. So there you go. Hey, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery right now. It is time for South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors. Certainly hope you're going to stay right with us. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. How you doing, everybody? I have right here with me Mark Crawford. Yes, we're talking fishing. Have you ever used him for his guide services over there in on Clark's Hill? I tell you what, you might want to check him out. Mark, tell us a little bit about what type of boat you have, how many people you can take out at one time, and how you do all this. We were talking earlier, didn't you use a rainbow trout at one point to catch a big striper?
Yes, ma'am. On Lake Russell, we'll
Lake
use
Russell.
Rainbow.
Okay.
But I have a 25-foot Carolina skiff. Usually, for it to be comfortable, you want to bring about four people, but we have fish as many as six or seven people downline fishing.
And how many lines are you running when you're out there?
When we're fishing downline fishing, we usually run in about six to eight lines. We pull planer boards certain times of the year, and sometimes I run as many as 12 at one time.
And what's the most fish you've ever caught?
Ain't no game wardens listening, are they?
I don't know.
Well, I'm all about catch and release. If I'm out there on my own, I'll usually catch and release most of the bigger fish. I'll keep some of the smaller fish to eat. The guidelines on our lake are 10 fish per person. You can only keep two over 26 inches per person. So I've had as many seven or eight people on the boat, so I've had 70 to 80 fish at one time on the boat.
Wow. And some of them big ones?
That time of year, usually when you're catching an average of 2 to 6 pound fish, on occasionally you'll get a 10 to 12 to 15 pound fish on.
Now, just what is the fishing season? What is the season that this is really, really good?
I would say prime time starts about the end of March all the way through about September. I'll fish on Lake Russell starting about the first weekend, probably November, mm-hmm. all the way through about March.
Wow.
So it's all year thing.
All your thing. Okay, well, here we are. We are here with Mark Crawford. Mark's number is 706-373-8347 if you'd like to set up a fishing trip. Now, you know, fishing, how long have you been fishing?
Ever since I was probably 3 years old. My dad had a place at the lake, still has it. It was my granddad's, now it's my dad's. And ever since I could get on a pole in my hand and throw it out there, probably 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, did you ever scare off the fish because you were talking or peeing over the boat?
I probably did. You know, when I was coming up, my granddad always told me you had to be quiet. And I get out there now, and one of the techniques is to tap the bottom of the boat with a stick, and it draws the fish up off the bottom. And everybody looks at me, especially the older guys. They look at me, you're supposed to be quiet. I said, no, y'all just told us that so you didn't have to listen to us when we was coming up.
All right, so tapping the bottom of the boat. Okay, well, there you go. Hey, coming up Saturday, May 25th at the Dorn Fishing Facility, they're going to have a striped bass fishing tournament. This is the Striped Bass Conservation Coalition, but they're also helping Wounded Warriors. We'd love to have your support. Mark, tell them a little bit more about the program.
What we're doing is we're taking Wounded Warriors on the boat. We're taking donations. It costs $250 to sponsor one boat with one Wounded Warrior. And we're going to take them fishing. We're going to get a captain and take them out on a day on the lake and let them enjoy trying to catch a big fish and competing against one with all the tournament fishermen. I guess the thing that you want to do is if you want to sponsor one of the Wounded Warriors, well, give me a call at 706-373-8347. Or if you're a Wounded Warrior and you want to fish a tournament, if you'd give me a call, I'd be more than happy to try to get you on a boat to compete with the rest of us.
This is truly going to be a great experience for Wounded Warriors. You know, one of the things, Mark, that I can't understand is, and I know dealing with your wife with a disability and everything through the military, is the time that it takes to get the care that they need. It doesn't seem like it should happen, should it?
It seems like we was talking a while ago, is if when they come back from combat, you would think as soon as they get home that their benefits are taken care of, their doctors are already lined up to start trying to help them. But sometimes that don't happen. Sometimes it feels like that they're just coming back and don't know what to do, job-wise, home-wise, or anything else.
Sure. So we need to make sure that they do get the help and care. Here in South Carolina, the National Guard has certainly come on strong with a program to help with jobs. They've had job fairs. They're doing a lot more for our veterans, and thank goodness. But the other thing that I think that we always kind of have a tendency to forget about is the families while their loved ones are overseas fighting battles for us. They are as important as the person that's overseas, because you know what? If the family can't cope, then the person that's overseas has a tough time trying to deal with the fact that they know they're not coping back home.
Right. Like you said a while ago, getting the help when they get home. The Wounded Warrior Project's got their own thing, but in Augusta, they got the Augusta Warrior Project. They're a local-based thing that helps soldiers when they come back, helps them set up to be able to get what they're to get employment, to get their homes, and they're not part of the Wounded Warriors. They're a separate organization, but they really help soldiers. They don't have to be wounded for them to be helped.
And that's another point. We have a lot of people coming home that are not wounded but just need to get back in. And, of course, there's that adjustment period from changing from military life to civilian life.
Right. You were talking about family.
Yeah.
If you have a soldier that has been over there and comes home and they're not like they used to be, there's a reason for that. Just be supportive to them. Help them out and help them get through it. They will be back again like they was one time before.
Absolutely. Well, we are here right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I want to give you Mark's number again, 706-373-8347. Wounded Warriors Tournament. This is a striped bass tournament honoring and benefiting America's wounded heroes. It is May 25th. Do you have to be wounded to be part of it? No. Would you like to be part of the tournament? Then go ahead. You can sign up. Would you like to help out with a wounded warrior? They'd love to have your help. They'd also love to have any door prizes and support, gift cards, any of this type of thing would be so much appreciated. I personally wanted to do this because we are so passionate about our veterans right here on WCRS. So, 706-373-8347, Mark Crawford's number. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Everyone knows Sharp Facets Gallery only carries the finest in jewelry. But did you know we offer the three R's? Repairs, replacement, and restoration. Repairs from sizing to stone replacement. Restoration of your treasured pieces to their former beauty. Or revamping or restyling by resetting your stones in new mountings. All repairs are done by our master goldsmith, Richard. Only Sharp Facets Gallery can provide you with both quick turnaround and professional, reliable service. Come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass or call 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. Right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. Hey, I'm Ann Eller here with Mark Crawford. It's Mark Crawford's Guide Service. And if you want to check him out on the web, he's got a website. It's markcrawfordsguideservice.com. Also, he's on Facebook, Mark Crawford's Guide Service on Facebook. So make sure you check that out. You know, Mark, you know, some people are so giving and so wanting to do this. And you were telling me whenever you are getting donations together, doing a group or something, you actually give away a trip, a fishing trip each time. It doesn't matter whether you donate a dollar or you donate $100, their name is going to be put in the pot.
That's right. Whenever I go in Walmart, they'll let me go in front of Walmart at certain times of the year, and I'll put a little pot there and say, just give me what you can for the Wounded Warriors or whatever event it is I'm working with at that time. And
sure.
I'll say at the end of the day, I'll have one of the managers draw out their ticket, and you'll win a fishing trip with me. It's, you know, valued at $400 or whatever, and it don't cost them a dime. You know, if they want to put a nickel, a penny, and some people say, well, I don't have any money right now. So just fill out a ticket. You know, you don't have to donate. It's the thought that counts. So.
It's the thought that counts. Well, you know what, though? It does take a lot of money to do things to help our wounded. And, you know, we should be very grateful to you for being out there doing this, because this is providing an opportunity that they might not have had the opportunity to do.
It's my pleasure to be able to do it with them.
Yeah.
Just to get them out there. And while I was at Walmart last time, I had a gentleman rolled up there in his wheelchair, had both his legs amputated, and never fished in his life, and he's going to go on this trip with us in a pontoon boat.
Wow.
So
that's terrific. And so if you are a wounded warrior, if you know a wounded warrior, if you think they'd like to be out on the water here fishing and getting some pointers on how to do it, or maybe they just haven't fished in years because they have been wounded and they'd like to get back out, all you have to do is call Mark at 706-373-8347. He'll make sure, to the best of his ability, that he gets you out on the water to fish in a tournament. Now, some of the advantages to being wounded in this is they have a special pot set aside that they're going to win from, right?
That's right. Out of the $250 donation for a Wounded Warrior sponsorship boat, $100 of that is going to go into a side pot. My goal is to have each Wounded Warrior to have something to take home with them.
Sure. And, of course, you already have collected door prizes and whatnot. I mean, this is, it sounds like this is definitely a give back to our wounded warriors. And, of course, if you love fishing in tournaments and you'd like to see if you can win it, what happens if you win? What happens?
They usually have a big fish pot. It costs a certain amount to get in. And if you'll contact me, I'll give you all the details on the tournament as far as the cost and everything. But you just compete. The more you have in the tournament, the more you win. There's a certain percentage. Actually, from what I understand, it's 80% payback. 10% goes for our championship at the end of the year, and 10% is going to go towards the Wounded Warrior Project also.
So this is your opportunity to get in on a tournament. All you guys and gals out there who love to fish, this would be a great one. It is on May 25th. Go ahead and tell us a little bit more about it again, so if somebody's just tuning in, they can get in on it.
Well, our goal is to get Wounded Warriors out on the water to be able to compete, to have a chance to compete against some of the professionals, and also just to get them out of the house, let them enjoy a day fishing on the lake, and they're going to have a side pot that they can only qualify for themselves if they're the Wounded Warrior. If you want to get out there and you don't have any funds or any transportation, if you give us a call, we'll see if we can't get you a ride out there. I just want to get you on the water, get you out of the house, and get your mind off that for the appreciation of what you've done for us.
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't get any better than that. Excuse me. Wounded Warriors, hey, get this number down. 706-373-8347. It's coming up on May 25th. Now, does this go on rain or shine?
If the weather's really bad, we may end up doing something different, but most of the time it's rain or shine. We're not going to get you out there and have any problems as far as any danger or anything.
So if it's a hurricane, you won't be doing
this. If there's any bad lightning or stuff like that,
sure,
it may postpone a little while. We'll just look at the weather and see what's going on.
Absolutely. And you do not have to go from where the Doran Fishing Facility. You can put in any place. And you said you're going to coordinate with the captains of the different boats and put the Wounded Warriors together so that they can hook up and get out there on the water as early as they'd like.
Right. I'd like to have the phone numbers of the Wounded Warriors. That way I can get them in contact with the captains that's going to take them out on the water. That way, a couple days ahead of time, they'll know where they're going to meet at. It's not any confusion.
Sure. And, you know, who knows that going out on this boat might ignite a, a passion that they didn't know they had.
It caught me by attention. I had a friend of mine, Randy Sconyers. He took me out one time and started getting me fishing with hybrids and stripers.
Yeah.
And did he know 4 years later that when I met him and he showed me that, I'd be fishing full time.
That's right. So who knows, guys? It may be a great opportunity, but for all of you that like to fish in tournaments, you do not have to be a wounded warrior. This is just a plus for this. Now, the organization that actually organizes this?
This is the Striped Bass Conservation Coalition. Warren Turner's director. And what we're doing is trying to get the Wounded Warriors included in this to get them on the water.
Yes. So what are they looking for? They're looking for some donations, if you can donate. If you have a boat and you'd like to take a wounded warrior with you for the day, Mark would love to talk to you and set that up. If you're a wounded warrior and you'd like this opportunity to be part of this, they already have, 17 boats?
They have 17 wounded warriors that have sponsorship paid for them to go on the water already.
So it's a way that we can pay back to those that have done so much for us. And plus, bringing joy to a person is so important in today's world. And taking your mind off your problems, whether it's for an hour or 5 hours or 6 hours, is a marvelous therapeutic change for the brain. So let's see what we can do here. I certainly hope that people will get out and support this. I think it's a marvelous opportunity. And of course, I know you want to continue this, doing this again and again.
That's right. We want this to be the big kickoff. We've had three other tournaments this year that they didn't really have a director that actually stepped out and trying to get this going. So we hope this is going to be the good kickoff that's going to get it going for years to come.
Sure. So, Wounded Warriors Project, you know, we see it on TV all the time. We're constantly hearing about it. This is your opportunity to get involved and do something about it. So, why not get involved? You can have a good time. And if you'd like to have a guided tour, you can do that right there on Clark's Hill, Lake Russell, and the Savannah River. You go to all these places,
right? Yes, ma'am.
And it's Mark Crawford's Guide Service, and the website is Mark Crawford's GuideService.com. He's also on Facebook, and he would love to talk to you if you have any questions. 706-373-8347. So that is May 25th. Let's get on board. You know, there is nothing like being on the water, is there?
It's beautiful. I'll take pictures in the morning, and I'll show it to people and say, "How you like my office?"
Well, you're pretty lucky, Mark. How do you like my office right here, my studio right here at Sharp Fast's Gallery? I kind of call it a prison, folks. I got me in the front doing jewelry and then coming back here and being on the radio. So I guess that's just the way it is. Hey, let's do a quick check of the weather. 78 degrees out there. It says mostly cloudy, but I'm seeing lots of sunshine right now. What are we looking for? We are looking for tonight partly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm through the evening, low around 55 degrees. And tomorrow, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, high of 83 degrees. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, low of 58. How's this for fishing weather, Mark?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah. All right. So would you like a guided tour? Would you like not to have the boat and all this other stuff and have somebody take care of everything? Mark Crawford, he would be your man. Give him a call at 706-373-8347. Mark Crawford's GuideService.com. Also check him on Facebook. And if you can donate, please be part of this program and donate. It's so important that we take care of those who make sure that we are free and safe right here in the good old USA. So that's May 25th. You know, Mark, I know you had to drive over here. I certainly appreciate the fact that you took the time off the lake in your office and came over to see us today.
Well, thank you for letting me come over here. It's just all about doing what you enjoy. I love fishing. I love helping people. So that's what I want to continue doing.
Well, I think you're doing some marvelous things over there and would be an example to all of us to get out there and do something too. So you are listening to your favorite radio station right here, WCRS 1450 AM right here in Greenwood. And of course, you can listen to us on the stream at WCRS1450AM.net. Check that out. Get the app on your smartphone. Keep us with you. Tomorrow morning, I'll be back with the I Love Ann Show. Peggy and I will be there. Tomorrow, we're talking to a master barbecuer, the grilling expert, and we are going to have Bo Bowman with us tomorrow morning. Plus, Peggy and I will kick off the morning just as we do every morning. Hey, you know what? It is about time for us to be out of here. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Mark Crawford, again, thanks so much for coming over here today.
Thank you.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.